slippers.
I'm always in king mode, man. I'm always in king mode.
Actually, it was for my girlfriend. I actually bought them for her. She didn't wear them, so I decided to take them. So kind of like the theme. Like I said, it goes with my tattoos. A lot of people are offended by my tattoo, but you know, I didn't want people to misinterpret, you know, king as me being, you know, above the world or above another human being. So I didn't want to offend anybody. I just try to make positive changes, and I think that was a positive change. The things working on now is, you know, regaining that full strength, trying to get the full motion back, you know, the flexion and the extension with my knee. I think we're doing a pretty good job with that part of it. I'm still running at about 60-70%. We're kind of implementing different things, such as the ladder, like you guys seen today. Obviously, the 45-degree cutting, and also the back pedaling and open up and turning, which is probably one of the more frequent things, you know, defensive back does.
How tough is it, you know, now that it's almost July and it's like 100 degrees in the morning, how tough is that being in the sun?
I'll tell you one thing, I got to put some sunburn on. I'm a little light in the face, but yeah, I'm getting used to it. You know, I'm from New Orleans, from Louisiana, and it gets pretty hot down there too. So I don't sweat as much here, but, you know, obviously, you know, the sun plays his part, but I think I'm in pretty good shape. You know, obviously with the sun being there, and obviously me not running, you know, within 6-7 months.
Now he's squatting heavy. He's lifting weight room normal, and as you guys saw, Kenley starting to cut, change direction, and very, you know, real close to getting back to football activities.
You know, those days when I squat and I run and I do strengthening exercises, my knee definitely gets sore. But like I said, I think we've turned that corner. We've progressed a bunch. So I'm not as sore as I was, say, in April or May.
Every day is not a great day for me. I'm sure it's not the same for him. So we just kind of, you know, feed off each other. And, you know, on them days where I may be feeling down, you know, he's always there to, you know, to give me some encouraging words. So
try to give him a hug, you know, try to give him a hug. Try to give,
ask me, am I all right?
Yeah, I was kind of like, you know, when you're in elementary school and, you know, you wait all day to go to recess and you've been bad that morning, and your teacher tell you can't go out there and play with the rest of the kids. Like I said, it's frustrating. I think I've matured a whole lot. I don't let it show as much. I definitely wanted to be out there. You know, seeing those guys out there making plays, you want to be out there with those guys and form that bond, so those guys can be comfortable with you. So, you know, I think my coach, he gave me that responsibility, you know, to coach up, you know, Dion, and to, you know, make sure Tony was, you know, in his playbook and you know, focused and ready to go every day at practice. And, you know, I take responsibility in that. You know, I've pulled those guys aside, you know, this spring, try to coach them up, try to give them some advice. I don't think I know it all, but, you know, I think I know enough to where, you know, I can help. I think the biggest thing I learned about myself is, you know, I can be patient. You know, I can wait my turn. I just try to embrace it. You know, I try to be positive about it. Not being out there with the guys during the spring, during the OTAs and minicamp, I have to wait my turn. So I think the injury is definitely, you know, embedded patience in me. So I think the worst thing about it is, you know, it's just an everyday thing. Can't get too comfortable. You know, a lot of guys go on vacation. A lot of guys get out of Arizona and, you know, go to different parts of the world. I wasn't fortunate to do that. You know, I don't think I'm fortunate, you know, with my knee injury to take 2 weeks off. It's been tough. It's been difficult. You know, very frustrating. But I think I've matured a bunch, and I'm kind of proud of myself. Yeah. Once camp start, hopefully I'll be able to do individual drills, you know, with the defensive backs. I'm not asking for those guys to, you know, let me do 11 on 11, one-on-ones, but, you know, I definitely want to do drills with those guys and just put a helmet on, put shoulder pads on, and just be a football player again. Don't blink. Just wait. And, you know, once I get back out there, I'm sure you guys know I'm going to give it 100% and give it my all. And it won't be any doubt when it comes to, you know, my knee. So you can't expect that from me. What you can expect is me going out there and making plays for my team.